Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you who haven't heard this show before or don't know what TechNori is, this is a perfect month to get acquainted with us. One, the show is about startups, obviously. And two, we are hosting our main event on January 31st, which is Tuesday of next week at 6 p.m. through 8:30 p.m. at Chase Auditorium. What it is, we feature an incredible keynote this month that is the founder of Women 2.0. We also feature five incredible startup companies. They have 5 minutes to tell the world who they are and what they need from us in order to be able to make it in this crazy, crazy world of startups. And what we have done in the last, 6 years since 2010, well, we featured over 300 companies and they've gone on to raise $260+ million in venture funding.
What's going on? I'm Ronnie Sage with Shopping.Gives. In the simplest sake, we turn online shopping into fundraising. So, in each year, I don't know if you guys know this, but every time you make a purchase online, a percentage of every sale goes back to what we call a publisher, somebody who's promoting a merchant at a website, where you shop. Let's say the Best Buys, the Targets, the Amazons of the world. And they're willing to pay for a sale on their website. And those sales last year equaled to over $5 billion. So at Shopping Gives, we take those commissions that are being paid and we're giving them back to the organizations you care about. So, you know, if you think about that, $30 million each year per state. That's $13,000 per classroom. That's $30 per kid that they have to raise on average. With Shopping Gives, per month, and with an organization running their, through our portal, you could earn up to $900 based on having 25 students active. So really what we do is it's simple. So whether it be a classroom organization or a nonprofit, you would go on just like a GoFundMe campaign, create your colors, upload a logo, what's your cause, how much you're trying to raise, invite your junior member board, invite your students, invite your PTO, whoever may be sharing the word, who we call earners. And then they share it on their social media, through email, through our suite of marketing materials. And then anytime any of their supporters comes to their campaign and shops through any of our 750 merchants, a percentage goes back to their cause. Really simple. And then we also have direct donations as well.
So what I like most about this is, for me at least, I hate going through, it's not like that I don't want to donate. Like I do. I've said this to other guys. We've had other guests on the show that are in the donation space. I don't like having to go through every single time I find a cause or something that comes up. I don't like having to go through like the sign up and the accounts and just all this stuff. And the idea that I have friends that maybe like, we'll use the school as an example.
Sure.
I have friends whose kids are doing, whether it's, you know, school drives, sports drives, booster drives, band, whatever it might be,
yep.
Charter schools downtown that just need money. They always have the wonkiest links.
Right.
They send you these random links that will like take you on a journey that you like, I don't even know where the hell I'm going.
Exactly. So last year, $1.5 billion in like chocolates and wrapping paper, things that you don't need, was sold.
I need the chocolates.
Yeah, right. I need the chocolates.
Okay, I take back my words.
I don't need wrapping paper, though.
Yeah, the magazines, the crap that you don't need and that you're being forced to buy to support, mm-hmm. after school program. You're already buying your Peapod. You're already buying, your stuff on Amazon. You're already buying the electronics on Best Buy. Instead of adding more and buying things you don't need, just simply, when you're shopping online, shop at Shopping Gives and turn it into fundraising.
That's the other thing. Most people probably know this, but maybe you don't. Most of these organizations, using Best Buy and Target as an example, spend a ton of money on giving back to the communities that they're in, on giving back to global things, giving back to charities, starting nonprofits, helping fund, schools and sports and things around locally. They spend a ton of money. They have a huge budget for it. And so why not just tap into what they're already going to spend? And all these companies can join Shopping.Gives from the other side of this,
right,
and say, listen, we'll pair with you. We'll offer discounts for your people to shop through us. And some of that money will actually go to charity directly. Mm-hmm. And so it like cuts out so many different missing angles here. Like, rather than you having to try to figure out where to go with this, you can just do what you were normally going to do, which is to buy your stuff.
Yep.
And they take, and Shopping Gives takes care of the rest of it.
Yeah. I mean, so a lot of these stores do this one-on-one programs, but it's fragmented. So, there's the direct donation websites, the GoFundMes of the world, the crowd raises of the world. But those are charging 6% or upwards of 10% per donation. you know, we're only charging 4%. That's not our revenue model. We're not looking to make money on those direct donations. We're wanting that to be a value add and really centralize the fundraising efforts of an organization, making it simple for them. You know, this is their livelihood. This is their live stream. They live and breathe by the dollars that they raise, and we need to make it as fast as possible for them to raise that money and as seamless and simple as possible for them.
And give them things to sell people that they actually want. Like, the only time that I will give money to Girl Scouts and things like that is when I buy 25 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Mm. Boy Scouts, sadly, have nothing to offer me. I don't know what the
hell.
Sad. The guy's like, stand outside, Jewel. I don't want your popcorn.
Popcorn, right.
Like, yeah. Cheap that's the thing. Jewelry we made. Popcorn, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Tubs.
I mean,
okay.
If you quantify it, think about this. $5 billion going back as a payout for these, you know, these publishers promoting this. So we're capitalizing on that opportunity of $5 billion. And if we're able to take 1% of that, right, $50 million. I'm going to do some math. I'm going to start Rain Manning it over here. So,
hopefully it goes better this time.
Yeah, I apologize for the first one. if we do 1% of that $5 billion, we could get school supplies to 100,000 classrooms, right? That's quantify that. How much are teachers paid per year, right, on average? It's like ridiculous. Like 40,
not enough,
40,
according to my
dollars.
Mother and my right. girlfriend and everyone else.
So thank you to the teachers who are spending on average $650 per year out of their own pocket. Ugh. Now let's just run this campaign for 1 month for their classroom with their individual network, and it's funded, right? You know, an after-school program. We could fund 75,000 after-school programs for kids in the inner city with 1%. So it's just simple math. Like, why not?
This is, yeah, I mean, obviously you've sold me on it. That's why you're sitting here and you're going to be on stage talking more about it. People can definitely learn more about this and how to get involved with you on January 31st, which is Tuesday, next Tuesday, when you're at Chase Auditorium talking about this exactly.
Yeah.
What I want to get into next with you quickly here is on, you know, your, I don't want to say you're atypical as an entrepreneur, because you're not. There's lots of entrepreneurs out there who have like a side hustle, or they're really not even a side hustle. They're going full speed in two career paths trying to like get this off the ground.
Yeah.
You are one who has a, I would say, a very good job at a very, very well-known company, Rise Interactive,
yep.
That is, you know, that's a full-time job as it is. And you found a way to whether it's a way or energy, to launch another company. How have you gone about splitting time? And you're married with a kid on the way, or is a kid?
I am. My son is going to be born on March 25th. So
boom, there you go.
That's a day before my dad's birthday.
Oh my God, happy birthday, Dad!
So always be
they coordinated
about,
that. I bet.
Always be thinking. We,
yeah,
about
we
your,
talked
your
first.
They spoke first, and I told them your dad's birthday, and so now that's
we backdated it.
They did
out.
Stuff then, and I don't want to get into it, but voila, cool there's
stuff.
A kid.
When a boy and a girl like each other.
Something about bees and
bees?
Stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah. See,
I've been fortunate and blessed, you know, to be at an unbelievable company, Rise, and they've been supportive of, you know, my ventures from the day one. I'm learning from the best and brightest, and I get to take that and leverage this knowledge.
That's a whole office full of entrepreneurs, essentially. I mean,
literally, and it's the best and brightest people in Chicago. And you know, I'm able to leverage and continuously learn and apply my learnings to something that, you know, is so deep and dear to my heart. And I have a team of 10 unbelievable staff that are on Shopping Gives full time, almost. You know, they're working day and night to bring this to market. So they're, you know, teams of developers, designers, product marketers who are making sure that the product is amazing and seamless, and that, you know, as we bring on new organizations and charities and nonprofits, that their experience is just seamless and easy for them. So, you know, you had mentioned, you know, the 31st, and we're super excited to be on stage and just kind of bring this to the world and have it, you know, have it go live. So anybody who's interested in learning more or coming and has an organization they'd like to propose to run on Shopping Gives, or any introductions to nonprofit leadership or education leadership, we would love introductions.
Or investors.
Or, yeah, I mean, if you are any, we are doing a seed round of funding. Full disclosure, if you want more information, feel free to email me, ronnie@shopping.gives.
Very cool.
Forgot my name for a second.
Yeah, that happens. I forget my name all the time. The last thing I would kind of like to get from you is if you could give, I'm going to ask for two. Normally I do one. I'm going to go with two. Two things that you would recommend to any entrepreneur who's currently sitting behind a desk somewhere at a major company who wants to figure out how I should make the leap. And I want to preface it by saying you're coming out of stealth mode. For this, like, this company is coming literally out of stealth mode, and everything is becoming public right now for this January 31st. That's their actual launching the company publicly date. And the product is already incredible. So knowing that you've done a lot of back stuff, what are the two pieces of advice you would give to any entrepreneur who's trying to do the same thing you're doing?
Sure. Find as many mentors as you can as early as you can. It's crucial to have people around you who've done this before, learn from their mistakes. It's a cheaper way of learning fast, right? So before you do something, ask them how they failed. I've had some opportunities to have amazing mentors over the last few years, and that's contributed to, you know, the way I'm doing things and how. Second, I would say every time you fail, it's going to seem like it's the worst thing ever. We've gone through some trials and tribulations over the last year and a half. We were supposed to launch many times, and the horror stories of developers and all the good stuff that happens. When it looks at its worst, it always goes up. I'm sure there's a million analogies and
I'm going to take the cynical side of that and just say that on the developer front of this, this is so crucial. You can't, like, even if you work and you've got plenty of dough, you can't just hire a developer team and be like, well, they're taking care of that, and then go out and do whatever you want, and then, like, wait for the launch to be like, well, they're almost done, and as soon as they're done, I'm going to launch the company, because it's going to blow up in your face, and me and Ronnie are going to be laughing at you.
Yeah, so that happened to me.
Yeah, why I said it.
And I have more of a technical arm than most of these entrepreneurs,
yeah.
And I still got, the wool pulled over my eyes at some point, so... they say there's a million things. When it rains, it pours. Give me another
cats
one.
Cats and dogs, it pours. It rains. When it rains, dogs and cats.
I don't know what you just said.
I don't either. I'm just playing with you. I get the point, though. Yeah. Like, people need to pay more attention to that. And it's, I guess the point is, it can be done.
Yes.
But it does take you to sort of get people around. Like, you need to immerse yourself in the tech community for a little bit first, just to, like, get feel it out. And then make sure that when you do decide, whether it's technical or not, that you pay attention to what's being built and treat it like a full-time job.
I'm going to do number three, build an amazing team around you. You're not going to be an expert at everything, and you're not going to be able to do everything. Build a real company, you can't do everything. Be smart about who you hire and bring people in who you trust and really trust in them. Let them do their job, and that's, let them do their job.
Cool.
That's why you hired him.
Cool. Thank you, Ronnie.
Of course.
Thanks
so much for having me.
Absolutely. You can stream this episode and more at technori.com. You can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites, such as stories we just referenced, by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. And do please go to technori.com/events and get your tickets now for the January 31st, Tuesday next week showcase at Chase Auditorium. We've got incredible keynotes, incredible startups. We've already sold over 300 tickets, so if you haven't gotten yours, you better get on it now. Boom. That's a wrap.